Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I want to talk to Pat in the Bronx. How you doing, Pat?
Hey, Keith. Good to talk to you again. How are you?
I'm good.
That's good to know. I'm a longtime New York sports fan, and I appreciate the idea that a New York-based sports station should talk about New York teams. You know, it's an oddity. You know, I was a Brooklyn Nets fan for a while there, and I just had to switch allegiances simply because it seems like the Nets repeated an error that happens a lot.
Yep.
Which is going for it all and failing and then losing, you know, the stars. You have to have stars to win in the NBA. And I think the Nets did it twice, if I'm not mistaken. And it's just hard to root for them. The only reason I go to see Nets games is because you can get in at a reasonable price, provided you're not playing a top-level team.
And there's enough entrances. So you don't have to wait too long outside in the cold and line, and the prices are reasonable. Yeah. You know, when I was coming out of college, they went for, speaking of the Boston Celtics, the washed-up group of Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Jason Terry, and, you know, they thought that they could get a quick pop with Brooke Lopez and Deron Williams, and that didn't work. I mean, it worked. Like, they won some games, went to the playoffs, but eventually they got chopped. I remember watching them face the Chicago Bulls my first time ever going to Barclays Center, and that's another thing. I boycotted the team for about a year and a half because they moved out of New Jersey into Brooklyn. And me being from Monmouth County, New Jersey, I'm like, it's too far. I'm never going to go. I'm never going to go to games. It's too far. Why would they take the team out of the state? Like, there's already a New York team. Obviously, once I went up there, I'm like, okay, it's much better up here. And, you know, Continental Airlines Arena wasn't much of a draw. They were at the Prudential Center temporarily in Newark, and that wasn't much of a draw. And you're not going to draw anyone when you're not winning and you don't have star players. And that is why they have fallen into the trap of mortgaging their future to try to get the KD, Kyrie, James Harden team. And then when it blows up in their faces and they fire good coaches and they have to start all over again, it feels like this vicious cycle for fans where you're not the only fan that has jump ship. You're not the only guy that said, I can't take this. There's no consistency here.
I think my problem, my mistake was falling in love with the Nets. My brother flew in. He had playoff tickets to a Nets game early on in the Jason Kidd years. First round playoff game versus Indiana and the great Reggie Miller, who brought us to overtime and then brought us to double overtime. And we won the series. It was a first round series. And I said, this is my team. But then, you know, maybe basketball changed. I don't know. I've been an Ets fan my whole life. Mets, Jets, and Nets. I feel the Jets had a great rookie class and they let it go to waste. And the Mets was the solo buy, maybe something that's going to send them into the doldrums. I hope not. But it's tough being an Ets fan, put it that way. Thank you.
Absolutely. In New York, a lot of times you get treated like little brother, second-class citizen. You know? And for a while, the Nets, and Jason Kidd was just talking about this the other night, about how when he played across the river, he owned Madison Square Garden. And the year you're referencing, they went to the NBA Finals. that is the year that really made me a fan, back-to-back years. And then, you know, they lose to the Lakers. The next year they lose to the Spurs. And they get Vince Carter, and you're thinking they're going to go back, and they never go back. And then they got the quick pop in 2019 of Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and it was like, here we are again. Now we're at the top of the, and everything that happened from COVID to James Harden to the Ben Simmons trade, it's just a disaster. And it's hard for fans to overcome that. It really is. And I don't know when they're going to get it right, but I'll say this before we get back to your other calls, because I saw a Nets call. I was like, got to take it. The Nets have an opportunity right here, Sean Marks, to actually see this through. And that's why I'm not tripping over the state of the Nets and where they are. If they get a good win like they did tonight, great. But, like, see this through, right? Continue to build with your own picks. Do not mortgage your future again. Do not try to, in a few years, get Anthony Edwards. He becomes available or something. Do it the right way. Develop your team through the draft. You're going to have some high picks coming up. And not for nothing, the Knicks sent you all their picks for Mikal Bridges. Like, they're just, the future for the Nets is probably somewhere in the later 2020s, maybe 2030. So for the young Nets fans that kind of jumped on the bandwagon because KD and Kyrie are here, it's going to be rough for you guys through middle school. But maybe by the time you guys are in high school, it'll turn back around. But you know what's funny, too? Look at the Knicks. The Knicks were down for so long. There are Knicks fans that jumped the bandwagon to join the Brooklyn Nets. Now they're knocking on the door, hey, let me back in. Hoping that they didn't have too many pictures on Facebook wearing Nets gear and abandoning the Knicks, because the Knicks have come back around and the Knicks are now good. And the Knicks are looking like a team that's supposed to win. So, yeah, fandom is tricky. These organizations are tricky. You can't predict the future, and that's why we watch, and that's why we hope, and every season brings new hope, but you know, you just got to figure it out. You got to stay loyal and hope that they figure it out. 888-808-1019. You know, I mentioned Lane Kiffin coming off the board. Last night I mentioned Joe Brady, and it's funny. Every time I mention like a kind of off-the-cuff option, our digital team clips it, which is good because it creates chatter. I do not expect the Giants to go after Joe Brady, and I said last night they're probably not going back to Buffalo to find their next coach. And Joe Brady's probably going to stay there because I don't expect this to be the year that, you know, the Bills ride off into the sunset and he gets that many offers. I respect the guy. I think he's a good coach, especially offensively. And I think that the Giants need to hire an offensive-minded coach. I think that that's just the trend in the league that's working. Look at the Lions, who the Giants are going to face this Sunday. They had the top two coordinators that they knew were going to go, right? Ben Johnson was going to go and Aaron Glenn was going to go. And I know it's completely different circumstances, but look at how Aaron Glenn has fared and look at how Ben Johnson has fared. Granted, you know, the Jets have the old Bears quarterback that they kicked to the curb to get Caleb Williams, but it's deeper than the quarterback. I think Ben Johnson is very innovative and smart with what he does and the plays he calls, and they have drafted well, and, you know, Ryan Poles has put that team together, and the trend in the NFL is the offensive-minded coach leading the way because of the changes in officiating, and it's a quarterback-driven league and everything else, you know, with gambling and fantasy and all this stuff. The NFL wants points. So why would you get a defensive-minded coach? You want a coach that can come in, especially now that you have Jackson Dart, and iron this offense out. But also they want a CEO type that, you know, can straighten out the defense, but I feel like you bring in the offensive-minded guy and he's got to know which defensive coordinator is going to be best. I think Shane Bowen is just a far cry from a good defensive coordinator. He doesn't have the horses. I think just as soon as we get to next year, one draft, one free agency class, and one guy that knows how to get the most out of the talent on defense as a defensive coordinator, along with the offensive-minded head coach and whoever the offensive coordinator is, like, the Giants could be competitive. I don't know about 12-5. But I think they could be competitive in the hunt, maybe in the wild card. Chris in Morristown, New Jersey on the Fan. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Keith. Well, let me tell you something. You must have read my mind, because it's so funny you mentioned the offensive coach. You know, you look at the last, you know, four coaches now for the Giants. You know, you take out Joe Judge, that's one of the four. The last three were the offensive-minded coaches. Whether or not they deserve to be the head coaches, you know, I thought Dable was the most, you know, kind of you can't miss guy. I have a feeling, and I want to know your thoughts on this, the Giants are going to hire an offensive coach, and I personally don't agree with that approach. I completely agree with what you're saying. It's an offensive league. I mean, you look at all the points scored this year, especially with the new kickoff rule and everything. I mean, teams are just left and right popping out points. And that's just the way it is. The rules are that way. I just have a feeling they're going to go, unfortunately, the same route they always do with the some kind of familiarity, some kind of, hey, we know this guy from an arm and a leg of the Giants organization. And I have a feeling for some reason they're just going to go the defensive way. I think they spend so much money. I think I saw a thing the other day. They spent the second most money in the league on defense. I think it was $151 million.
Yeah.
And some of the most draft picks. I just would love to know your thoughts on that.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Chris. I mean, Brian Burns makes a ton of money. He's worth it. Dexter Lawrence got paid. They brought in Javon Holland. They brought in Paulson Adebo. And I don't know. If somebody called me, if you've got the scoop on Paulson Adebo, he's not going again this week. Like, is it a business decision? And I hate to say that about guys, but it's obvious. It's his first year here, right? Wasn't he supposed to go last week? And he warmed up and he couldn't go. You know, he's out this week with the knee, and he was warming up last week. Like, what did he do in between the week? Like, with treatment or I don't know. I say it's a business decision because it's like, hey, the season's cooked. It's a knee. I don't want to make this worse than it is. You know, I don't need to play. I don't know. But, you know, you brought him here. He costs money. That defense is one of the more expensive defenses, and the production doesn't match. And now when you talk about defensive head coaches, I think it was Jay Glazer that put that list out last Sunday. And the defensive coaches were Chiefs defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo, who has head coaching experience and also used to be here with the Giants. I understand giving him an interview if he wants to get out of Kansas City, if he feels like Kansas City's cooked and it's over there and he wants to return back to being a head coach. Absolutely. I think he's like a senior citizen, though, which is no disrespect. You know, he's just old. So it's like, how long do you expect him to be the guy? Is he just a bridge guy to the next guy? Chris Shula is a younger candidate, though. The DC with the Rams. And obviously, Don Shula. Bloodlines matter when you talk about, like Chris just said, like, you know, we kind of, sort of, know this guy. Well, yeah, you know, even with, like, Brian Schottenheimer, Marty Schottenheimer's son, he gets the job. So, this is Don Shula's grandson. I don't know. I think they interview him. I think he gets an opportunity. And then Colts DC, Lou Anarumo, whose name you've heard forever, those are the defensive coaches. The offensive coaches that Jay Glazer put out there, and I think everybody's saying at the top of the list, is Mike McCarthy. And he's just a head coach. He fits mostly that CEO that they're looking for, a guy that has overseen two franchises that have had plenty of winning and success when he was there, the Packers and the Cowboys. And he's won a Super Bowl, and he's gone to the playoffs a bunch, and he knows how it goes from Monday to Sunday being an NFL head coach. And then this is a guy I do not think that they should go after, but Chiefs offensive coordinator Matt Nagy, who obviously had head coaching experience in Chicago, and then Steelers offensive coordinator Arthur Smith, who had head coaching experience in Atlanta. Call me up and tell me which one of those guys sounds like, you know, he's got the lean to you. I think McCarthy out of all of them, because McCarthy is out of football right now. So I guess you can get the Dallas Cowboys stench off him for a year. And he's had a lot of success as a head coach. The other guys haven't had success as head coaches. They're moving from coordinators to head coaches. But I said the other night, like, the Jets cast a wide net. I don't expect the Giants to cast a wide net. And I expect them to keep it in-house. Like, I expect them to be pretty quiet with no leaks and no one really know. I don't expect John Gruden to get a call. I don't expect Bill Belichick to get a call. So you could take them off the list with Lane Kiffin as well. My guy Charlie in Queens. How you doing, Charlie?
How you doing?
I'm good. Ah, we lost Charlie. That's tough. He'll call back. We got plenty of time. 888-808-1019. One man's loss is another man's opportunity. Chris in Bergen County back on the fan. What's up, Coach?
What's going on, eh?
Watching NC State over Florida State right now in here. And big touchdown right there. Most likely the game winner. 2-5-5 teams in the ACC.
Yeah, I got a date at MetLife next weekend. So.
I know, hey, you know, you filled me in.
we just won, weekend. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, congrats.
Yeah, we just won. Thank you.
You guys are going to get another ring. You guys are going to do it again.
Another chip. Let's go.
The power of the Paladins.
You got it, sir. I got another name for you for head coach.
All right.
Giants. Let's go, Anthony Campanelli, DC for the Jags.
Okay. Tell me more why you think they'll go that way.
Jersey guy.
Yep, Jersey tie.
Understands the market. Definitely nothing will be too big for him. He's ran the gamut. He's going to come. He's going to fix that defense, and they're going to be able to close out games.
He's with the Jags
name.
Right now, and coming off of what the Jags just did to Justin Herbert and the Chargers, that surprised me. They play well in their building.
Go back and do some research and look at where he has been.
I'm looking right now. Yeah, I'm looking right now.
He's been at Michigan. He's under
Miami, Green Bay.
Yes. He's been around the block.
Yeah, and there's a part of me that also thinks that the Giants will want to get a young guy because they have so many young players and a fresh young name or guy that is like, this is our guy. He never coached anywhere else. We believe in him. He's going to lead us forward.
And like I say all the time, go back, you know, and look at the family tree that he comes from too. Like, he comes from a lineage of head coaches. So, you know, he's going to he understands it. He knows what he's doing. Like, just get this kid a crack at it, and we're going to rock and roll.
Sounds good. Hey, good luck again, Coach, and congrats on the win. Paramus Catholic, the Paladins are an absolute force. And when you hear me say Chris in Bergen County, what's up, Coach? I think Coach was telling me the other day he's running out of fingers for all his rings. They're dominant. All they do is win. The home of they put a few players in the NFL, but I think Jabril Peppers played there, and is Rashawn Gary? I'm probably wrong with that. And Coach probably gonna hit me on the side and be like, "Come on, bro, we got a whole wall. We got a whole wall of you know, I know I'm right with Rashawn Gary, but I think Jabril Peppers played there too. Because I remember watching that Jabril Peppers highlight over and over again. And he absolutely just dominated when he was there. Yes, Paramus Catholic. I was right. See, my ability to recall is there sometimes. We got to take a break. And when we come back, we'll play my Week 12 rap. Shout out to Nolan in the chat. I forgot about it. And he's like, yo, can't wait to hear this week's rap. I'm like, oh, I got to send it to Connor. I wasn't even thinking about it. I did it earlier today, and feels like that was a long time ago. Keith McPherson on the fan with a lot of time to go. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
94.7 The Block and our sister station 101.9 WFAN present the quickest New York football preview with WFAN weekday evening host Keith McPherson.
Mic check, 1-2, week 12, 1-2. The Jets and Giants have the same number of wins. Just 2, hot 1, hot 2, QB2's come through. Putting darn in harm's way is what we not gonna do. Put them on the webcam with Cam Scataboo. Hit the live cause it's time to find other avenues. The WWE stunt had a lot of views this week in Detroit. They'll have an easy W. For Slim Shady and Bar with the bar, you could get in your car, drive down to Baltimore. The game day experience is better by far. I think the Ravens could beat the Jets without Lamar. It's like a Hyundai versus a Land Rover. 50 minutes north of Landover. Honestly, this Jets season has been over. They need to lose every game to get Mendoza. Tankathon, they're on the clock early. My last pick was my survivor lock early. The 49ers at home with Brock Purdy. They'll beat the Panthers. That defense is not sturdy.
Hey. slid on another one. That's a tough beat. And, like, no one can rap like Eminem. So that was a challenge for me. I found myself today, I quit like three different times. I'm like, I can't do the Slim Shady. I can't, like my voice is deep. I can't make the inflection go up in my voice like Marshall Mathers, but got a couple bars off. Let's break down the bars and we'll get back to the phones. 888-808-1019. So, mic check 1-2, week 12, 1-2. The Jets and the Giants have the same number of wins, just two. Like, that's bad. Like, at this point, like, we've watched a lot of football games, and we've gone through a lot of these seasons, and for the Jets and the Giants to have the same amount of wins, like, whatever. Both have their QB2s coming through, and they decided that they weren't going to put Dart in harm's way. That's what we're not going to do. They should put him on the webcam with Cam Scataboo. You know, I was just talking about Neon and the live streams, and if you've been watching Cam Scataboo's life, he's pouring energy drinks into his shoe, flexing, he's popping his shoulder out, he's dominating tacos, and it's time to find other avenues. That WWE stunt had a lot of views. Like, when I was on that night, I told you guys, it's marketing. I told you guys, this is like, when I used to do marketing and social media, and we'd have these brainstorm meetings, and they say, how do we go viral this week? And I would always say, you can't do it like that. But now, in modern day time, you can. The WWE can invite Cam Scataboo and cook up this whole thing that they know, oh, he's hurt right now. He's not playing right now. He's going to be physical with these wrestlers. There's going to be a ton of reaction to this. None of that has anything to do with winning. So I said Detroit will have an easy W. Now, here's where you had to really think about Detroit having an easy W. I said, for Slim Shady and Ba Wit to Ba. Slim Shady, Marshall Mathers, is from Detroit. Who sings Ba Wit to Ba, da bang, da bang? Think about it. When you think about it, call me up and tell me the artist that sings that song and where he's from. You could get in the car, drive down to Baltimore. The game day experience is better by far. When you drive into Baltimore and you see that purple M&T Bank stadium lit up and then their tailgate area and how they do football, You'll laugh when you go back to MetLife Stadium. It's not like MetLife Stadium at all. It's a great place to watch NFL football. And the Ravens, Lamar's banged up a little bit, but I think they could beat the Jets with Snoop Huntley. But Lamar's got to play, and I think he's cleared. And even if he plays, like, they can get him out of that game, I think, pretty early. I wouldn't really worry too much about that. What else did I say in the wrap? It's like a Hyundai versus a Land Rover, 15 minutes north of Landover. Baltimore, if you've also, I've never been to FedEx Field, which I forget what they call FedEx Field now, but it's in Landover, Maryland. That's where the Deadskins play, the Commanders. They're like 50 minutes apart. They're like an hour ride apart if you've ever driven down there through the Beltway and whatnot going down. I used to go to school in Virginia, go down past the Mason-Dixon line. And so I said, honestly, the Jets season's been over. They need to lose every game to get Mendoza. I was looking at this podcast today where Fernando Mendoza, or what's his name, Francisco Mendoza. I always keep calling him Fernando or Francisco. I keep thinking of Francisco from Francisco Alvarez and obviously Francisco Lindor. It's Fernando Mendoza, and he's Cuban. He's of Cuban descent, born in Miami. But he was breaking down, what he was seeing and what he was thinking as a quarterback with Urban Meyer. And I'm like, this guy is ready. The Jets got to get this guy. This is one of those guys I don't think that the Jets could screw up. And I said, Tankathon, they're on the clock early. My last pick was my Survivor pool lock early. In Survivor, I'm down to the last 32 teams. I don't want to jinx it. Somebody took the Bills last night. And I haven't used the Niners yet. This is Brock Purdy's.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
First home game since returning, and it's Monday Night Football only game on, is going to be turned up. There's no way that they lose to the Panthers. So I have that game, and yeah, that was my wrap for Week 12. Thanks for listening to the breakdown as well. Joey's in Massapequa on the Fan. Joey, you got the answer?
Boy with the ball, that's Kid Rock. My name is Kid Rock.
Hey! Yeah, that Kid Rock video I watched 1,000 times. Kid Rock has some good jams, too.
Yeah, he was a stud back in the day. He still is. He's still a badass.
Yeah, he's just old now. He's just old now.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, we are old. Because if we remember the Kid Rock video, there's kids listening right now. They didn't see that Kid Rock video at all.
They don't know. They don't know.
Thanks for the call. You got anything else outside of the answer? That was quick.
No, man. I'm just disappointed in my Giants, man. I'm looking forward to the future. Scottaboo and Don, I think we got something going. I think they're putting together some good pieces, and I'm looking forward to the future. Not so much for the Jets. They don't have a shot, but the Giants, I think that's what's up for 2026, 2027, and beyond.
Thanks for the call, Joey. The Giant fan doesn't feel like the Jets have a shot. Why not? If they get Fernando Mendoza and use those picks and start rolling. And I mean, I could see Fernando Mendoza dropping back, throwing a A.D. Mitchell and John Mechie III and Garrett Wilson and carving up the Buffalo Bills defense. Sure, I could see it. But yeah, the future is bright for the Giants. They got a hit on the pick. And speaking of that, oh, and Charlie came back. Charlie from Queens, my guy. I see you. You popped back up. I told you you'd call back. You know, speaking of getting it right, Art Stapleton just tweeted 12 minutes ago, QB Carson Shane and Don Bosco beat Bergen Catholic tonight to advance to the state final next Friday at MetLife Stadium against St. Joe's. So I was just talking to Coach Chris from Bergen County, coaches for Paramus Catholic and the Paladins. They just advanced. And, like, this is the time of year in high school football in New Jersey. Like, we're getting down to who's going to play for the chip. And so Giants GM Joe Shane, his son is the quarterback at Don Bosco. They're about to go try and get a ring. Congrats to the Shane family. You remember, if you watch Hard Knocks, his son telling him, trade up, get Jaden Daniels. You only get this job once. Go get Jaden Daniels. They weren't able to do that. Charlie's in Queens on the Fan. Welcome back, Charlie.
Thanks for having me, Keith. With the Giants, I don't care if he's a great offensive or defensive coordinator. I want the best coach for the team.
Yeah, coach. Like, actually.
Like a Shula guy who was a defensive guy who Dan Marino said he helped his development. He taught him how to think defensively while playing offense.
Yeah, they need, and that's when they keep going back to a CEO type. You need a boss in the building. You need somebody that's not going to let anything slide and that's going to oversee everything and not go to sleep at night until he feels good about the offense, defense, special teams, and the X's and O's and the Jimmies and the Joes.
And, like, I don't get involved with the Jet thing because, to me, we have our own mess as Giants fans. So, for me, I'm tired of this whole attitude of, well, what about the Jets that are a bigger joke? Look, we've been a joke for over 10 years. We got to stop looking at the other side of the Meadowlands. Let's work on our team.
Yeah, you're right. But, I mean, it's been pretty much together. I've been joking about how the Jets and the Giants have been at the bottom of the league for – I know that the Jets are in a 16-year drought of the playoffs where the Giants can't say that. They were able to pop in a couple times. But it's been pretty bad, and pretty bad together at least the last, like, 4 years. Like I said, the last 4 years that I've been on the fan, I know the Giants went to the playoffs in 2022, but, like, what did that get them? That got them a Daniel Jones contract. It's been pretty bad. I hope for better days. I really hope for the day that we can talk about Thursday night football, Sunday night football, Monday night football, where it's the Jets and the Giants matching up against the upper echelon of the NFL.
And talking about the Yankees, to me, I don't know why we let these young prospects rot. And then when they come up, they're not as good because they don't have the practical major league experience.
Yeah, I don't know what the process is, the evaluation. I don't know what it is that they, like, lean towards, what they see in a guy, what they don't see in a guy. You know, like, I used that example in one of my first calls tonight. I forget who it was. I forget the name. But, you know, he asked about Spencer Jones and Dominguez, you know, and giving Bellinger the long-term contract, and Bellinger at 30, and giving him a 6-7 year deal versus trading for Corey Seager. And I said what the difference is the Yankees – like, the way that they have treated Anthony Volpe from 2023, 2024, 2025, like, Spencer Jones and Jason Dominguez are not getting that kind of love. They're not getting that kind of runway. Honestly, no one ever has. And when you go back to thinking about Clint Frazier or Miguel Andujar or Gary Sanchez or guys like, I don't know, there's so many Yankees that have not panned out, from the Greg Birds to even some of the pitching guys like Chance Adams or Justice Sheffield that we heard about. They're here today, gone tomorrow, and it just doesn't work out. It's just like, what is the process of you know, calling these guys up, bringing these guys up, and trying to make it work or not make it work?
And then with the Knicks, I'm happy generally what they're doing. They're learning because it's a new coach. It's going to take time for everything to gel. So for that, I'm like, all right, good. Let's see where it goes.
Good test coming up.
And one last.
Good test coming up tomorrow at 5 o'clock in Orlando against the Magic.
And they got to start winning games on the road against good teams.
Mm-hmm.
And then right before I go, I want to say congrats because I know you're a Nets fan. Tip of the hat because, you know, like you say, it's those victories 5-6 years from now they're going to use as a lessons to win the big one.
Yeah, definitely for the young guys. I don't know if, you know, Michael Porter Jr. will still be here, but like the, you know, guys like Yegor and Drake Powell, like, yeah, they're building off of this stuff. The future is bright for those young guys. Thanks for the call, Charlie. 888-808-1019. Time is flying. Get involved. Dial us up. Everything's on the table, but I do now want to get into the list of tendered, non-tendered players for the Mets, for the Yankees, and look around the league as we have, you know, talked a little bit of baseball. The hot stove conversations are going to continue. We're getting closer to 12. I wanted to hit it at 12, so what I'll do is queue up the list of names, and then once we cross over into midnight, we'll definitely start hitting calls on baseball. But, you know, Football Friday continues as well. We'll definitely continue to talk about the Giants versus the Lions, and the Jets going down to Baltimore to face the Ravens. Keep McPherson on the fan. Stay with me. I'm coming right back. Of the 9 players eligible in the process, the Mets have signed or tendered 2026 contracts to the following players: left-handed pitcher David Peterson, catcher Francisco Alvarez, right-handed pitcher Tyler McGill, catcher Luis Torrens, right-handed pitcher Oscar Brazoban, and right-handed pitcher Reed Garrett. The Mets opted not to tender contracts to left-handed pitcher Danny Young, left-handed pitcher Jose Castillo, and right-handed pitcher Max Kranich. The Mets and outfielder Tyrone Taylor, you better call Tyrone. Tyrone Taylor agreed to a $3.8 million contract to avoid arbitration. And as we flip the page to your New York Yankees, the Yankees had 14 players to either tender or non-tender. And the Yankees non-tendered five players, mostly from the bullpen. Mark Leiter Jr., Ian Hamilton, Scott Efros, and Jake Cousins. Also, Michael Arias. The Yankees have tendered contracts to Jazz Chisholm Jr., Jose Caballero, Anthony Volpe, Luis Gil, Jake Bird, David Bednar, Camilo Duvall, and Fernando Cruz. Mostly from the bullpen. The Yankees and starter Clark Schmidt have agreed on a one-year deal worth $4.5 million as Clark Schmidt rehabs and looks to return to form at some point later in the Yankees season. The Yankees and their utility man Oswaldo Cabrera have agreed to a $1.2 million contract avoiding arbitration. So, yeah, I know I saw a couple people talking about the money. Like, it's that money is nothing. I think so. I saw someone say something along the lines of like, you know, I don't need Oswaldo Cabrera making $1.2 million when we now have Jose Caballero. Yes, you do. And you know what I said the other night about Trent Grisham? And this is something that, like, you could be the most diehard Yankee fan and not know this because you're not privy to the clubhouse. Some of the reporters may know this, the beat writers, the journalists. But some of these guys are glue guys. You don't think about glue guys as much. I think the term glue guys are like for like football and for really like basketball. But there are glue guys in the clubhouse in baseball. The guys that are just like, when I think of Oswaldo Cabrera and the times I've been around him, always got a smile on his face. Always thankful, grateful, appreciative of every opportunity that he gets. That's a guy that you keep around. And that's a guy that plays six different positions. So it doesn't hurt to have him and Jose Caballero. I got really no comment on what the Yankees did. I'm not surprised. You know, Mark Leiter Jr., like we used to call him Mark Leiter Fluid. Mark liked the game on fire. Like, I'm good. I've seen enough. Ian Hamilton. I talked about how Ian Hamilton, like on stream, I'm wearing my Yankee hat right now. And you can see how I got the brim over my face. I forget what game it was. Ian Hamilton did not want to be out there. He pitched the entire game with his brim down. You couldn't see his eyes. I'm like, this guy's cooked. Scott Efros. I mean, we got Scott Efros in 2022 trying to make a push for the World Series that year, I believe. He never materialized. Jake Cousins, Kirk Cousins' cousin. You like that? We thought Jake Cousins was going to be something. It didn't work out. But now you look at this bullpen. And Jake Bird, David Bednar, Camilo Duvall, those are three guys that were acquired at the deadline. And we knew that they were going to be guys that...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list. At prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know, we're going to be here for multiple years under control and be relied on this year coming up, and then Fernando Cruz. So, let's go, man. Let's continue on. The couple things that popped up for me in the baseball world today. We'll start with one. I love Mets fans. I really do. Because it's just like another side of the coin, right, here in New York. Like, we are opposites, right? I was talking today about how when the Yankees missed the postseason in 2023, they really did have an excuse. Judge ran into the wall the first weekend of June, and you're cooked without Judge. Like, that's an excuse to miss the postseason. The MVP, literally reigning MVP, just broke the AL home run record, best player on the team. And back then, like, Judge meant so much to the team. There really was no other. Like, who was the next guy? I mean, I can't even remember. Who was the next best player next to Judge? I think Volpe might have homered that weekend, or and he wasn't the next best player. I'm like, who was the next best player on that team in 2023? That was a motley crew. That was the year they had, like, Jake Bowers and Greg Allen and IKF. I'm trying to think, who was the next? Rizzo? Was Rizzo the next best player on that team in 2023? Gleyber? I guess Gleyber Torres? But anywho, the Yankee fan was highly upset after missing the postseason in 2023. It was getting loud. So loud that Brian Cashman went out and traded 6 players for Juan Soto. On the other side of the coin, the Mets signed Juan Soto to a $765 million deal. And in his first year, they missed the postseason, and the Met fans just like, oh, yeah, well, we trust Steve to figure it out and David Stearns, and they'll fix it. What? Like, they're talking about letting Pete Alonso walk, you know, drawing a line in the sand with Pete Alonso. Edwin Diaz is 50-50. Like, you had no pitching at the end of the season. Like, you need to be going out to trade for Tarek Skubal. You need to go out and trade for Corey Seager. The Yankees don't. Like, I expect the Met fan to be louder than the Yankee fan. Who is it? Paul from Yonkers had a good call the other day. But that was for Pete Alonso. There are Met fans that don't want Pete Alonso. But you should be loud. You should go to Amazing Day and protest. That's the difference between the Yankee fan and the Met fan. The Yankee fan has one season where they go 82-80 without Judge, and we're loud and pissed off, and the organization hears it and feels it. They go out and they trade for the best left-handed hitter in the game. The Mets sign that same player, and his first year, they missed the postseason, and there are Met fans telling me Juan Soto finished third in MVP voting. Who cares? Who cares? I had a take last night that got clipped, and this is something that I believe, and I may be dead wrong. My beliefs are my beliefs, but it's in regards to Cody Bellinger and the Mets' pursuit of him, right? That'd be a big move for your offseason to try to shore up your team to get to the postseason. I said that I don't believe Cody Bellinger is going to go to the Mets. Obviously, his dad was a Yankee. He grew up with money. He's already made a lot of money in his career. He's older than Juan Soto was. Juan Soto was always going to the highest bidder. And I don't think he had anyone in his corner saying, hey, bruh, like, the Yankees are offering you $760 million, like, with the Yankees brand, you're going to make more money than being a Met, and you're going to play with Judge. They win every year. You're going to go to the postseason. You probably win the division, go to the postseason. What are you doing? I don't think Cody Bellinger will make that same mistake because he saw Juan Soto take the money and miss out. He saw Juan Soto take the money and get booed on both sides of town. how quickly the Met fan forgot that they were booing him in Citi Field. Now they're holding up a bronze trophy, third place in MVP voting. What goes on? 888-808-1019. It's already 12. I'll say good morning on the other side. Keith McPherson on the Fan. BRB.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.